life is hard a lot of the time. Actually harder now for a lot of people than it has been for a long time. The only solutions for mental health problems have been talk therapy and then medications that you take at home. Soothing touch was the fastest neural pathway to safety. One of the main ways that we heal is by increasing activity in our parasympathetic nervous system. The interesting thing about Apollo is that it doesn't just help our bodies get into these states of presentness and flow. It also trains us to get there on our own more often.
Welcome to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast, where we meet the world's top experts to explore the secrets of health, mindset, longevity, and so much more. Are you ready to take charge of your existence and biohack your life? This show is for you. Please keep in mind, we're not dispensing medical advice and are not responsible for any outcomes you may experience from implementing the tactics lying herein. Are you ready? Let's do this. Welcome back to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. Oh my goodness, friends, it has been far too long. You guys know I am obsessed with Apollo Neuro. I use it every single night of my life and recommend it all the time. And I haven't had Dr. Raven on the show in years. Plus, since then, we've met in real life and become friends. So this episode was long overdue. Prepare to have your mind blown when it comes to the role of stress in our lives and the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system and how we can actually address mental health issues and turn off stress with the touch of a button. We talk about how Dr. Raben developed the Apollo Neuro device, how it can benefit sleep, reduce your nightly wakenings, help athletes, help reduce anxiety and depression, help kids with their mental health and wellness, address PTSD, and so much more. We also talk about ketamine-assisted therapy and the future of the mental health space, and something really cool when it comes to meditation. I cannot recommend Apollo Neuro enough. It can be a game changer for your stress, your sleep, your mood, as well as for your kids. It makes incredible gifts. Get one now. And you can get 15% off when you go to apolloneuro.com/Melanie Avalon and use the coupon code Melanie Avalon. So that's Apollo Neuro, APOLLONEURO.com/Melanie Avalon with the coupon code Melanie Avalon for 15% off. I cannot recommend this enough, so definitely get one now. The show notes for today's episode will be at melanieavalon.com/Apollo2. That's APOLLO2. Those show notes will have a full transcript as well as links to everything that we talked about, so definitely check that out. There will be two episode giveaways for this episode. One will be in my Facebook group, IF Biohackers, Intermittent Fasting plus Real Foods plus Life. Comment something you learned or something that resonated with you on the pinned post to enter to win something that I love. And then check out my Instagram, find the Friday announcement post, and again, comment there to enter to win something that I love. All right, I think that's all the things. As a brief reminder, you can get 15% off one of my favorite biohacking devices ever, Apollo Neuro, when you go to apolloneuro.com/Melanie Avalon and use the code Melanie Avalon. Hi, friends. Did you know that one of our largest sources of toxic exposure each and every day is through our skincare and makeup? It is so frightening the effects these compounds can have on our health. So we put these products on to help us look better, and yet they actually can be aging us, contributing to health issues, fertility issues, thyroid issues, mood issues, and ready for something potentially even more shocking? A lot of these endocrine disruptors are actually obesogens, meaning they cause your body to gain weight and make it harder to lose weight. That's right, your skincare and makeup may be hindering your weight loss goals. Europe has banned thousands of these compounds, and the US has banned around a dozen. There's even a loophole from the 1960s that allows companies to put whatever they want in their products, and they don't even have to tell you. That's why I am overwhelmingly careful about the skincare and makeup that I use. But here's the thing, it can be hard to find skincare and makeup that is non-toxic and actually works. And then on top of that, that actually has all the products you need. I have found two companies, I am obsessed with their standards and use them every single day of my life and cannot recommend them enough. That's Counter, formerly known as Beauty Counter, and Crunchy. Both of these companies have incredible standards when it comes to what they put in their products. You can truly feel good about using them and they actually work. For Counter products, go to melanieavalon.com/counter. And for Crunchy products, go to crunchy.com That's CRUNCHI.com/Melanie Avalon. New Crunchy customers can use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 to get 10% off. You'll also receive something special from me after your first order. I also highly recommend joining both of their loyalty programs. It's completely free to join, and with every purchase, you'll earn credit as well as other fun goodies. For all the latest updates, new products, specials, deals, and fun things for me, because yes, I love giving things away, get on my email list. That's at melanieavalon.com/cleanbeauty. You can also get text updates when you text skincare to 877-861-8318. That's skincare to 877-861-8318. So again, to shop with me and get a free gift from me after your first order, go to melanieavalon.com/counter and also crunchy.com/Melanie Avalon. And new customers use the coupon code ADVOCATE10 at Crunchy to get 10% off site-wide. And again, definitely join their free loyalty programs to earn credit on every order. Hi friends, exciting news. My Avalon X Spirulina is back in stock and now at a reduced price. Plus you get free shipping and my coupon code works on top of that sale price. Spirulina is honestly one of the most nutrient-dense things that you can put in your body in a whole foods, easy to eat form. It's a blue-green algae, which is a complete vegan protein packed with an incredible array of nutrients. We are talking 100% of your daily hard-to-get vitamin K, 625% of vitamin B12, over 1,000% of vitamin A, 86% of chromium, 27% of vitamin B2, plus so much more, including iron, GLA, the powerful antioxidant superoxide dismutase, and even glutathione. In fact, spirulina is so uniquely nutritious that it was actually studied by NASA to support the astronauts. I searched high and low to find the very best spirulina out there. Ours comes from a wonderful, sustainable, clean, environmentally friendly production facility in Hawaii. Not Thailand, Hawaii. And then on top of that, we did our own third-party testing for over 70 pesticides, heavy metals, toxins, all the things. This is the cleanest spirulina out there. And with spirulina, you can simplify your supplement routine and support your nutrition in one easy step. The tablets are super versatile. You can swallow them whole, blend them into smoothies, crush them up, or honestly, just eat them like I do. And again, we were out of stock, but now Avalon X Spirulina is finally back in stock at a reduced price, and my coupon code MelanieAvalon works on top of that too. Plus, you get free shipping. Just go to avalonx.us/spirulina and use the coupon code MelanieAvalon to get 10% off our new reduced price plus free shipping. That's avalonx.us/spirulina with the coupon code MelanieAvalon. Now, without further ado, please enjoy this fabulous conversation with Dr. Dave Rabin. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the show. I am so incredibly excited about the conversation I am about to have. So, backstory on today's conversation, I was just checking when I first had this guest on the show, and it was episode 50 forever ago. Back in 2020, the dark days of the pandemic. So a lot has happened since then. And listeners, friends, I am not exaggerating or joking or kidding when I say that the device that this incredible man has created is honestly one of my favorite things in my life. I use it and have used it probably almost every single day since I got it back in 2020 or maybe even 2019. And it's also one of those things where I hear from listeners all the time, often in my Facebook groups, people share stories about how this device was the game changer thing that fixed whatever XYZ issue. Like, so for me, I really struggled with insomnia, and this really helped me fall asleep easily and more effortlessly and not have fear surrounding that. And it helps me wind down every night. And I hear so many stories from listeners about how it helps their kids. I hear that it helps people with anxiety, with ADHD, with stress.
I gave one to my mom and she loved it until she just stopped using it because that's like what happens with her. I give her things and she tells me how amazing it is. And then she just like forgets to do them. But in any case, I haven't even mentioned any of the names here. So I am here with Dr. Dave Raben. He is the founder of an incredible device called Apollo Neuro, which I'm sure we will talk all about. And I have also met Dr. Dave in real life. We met at Dave Asprey's biohacking conference, which was just so, so exciting. And I love getting to meet people in real life. And we're going to see each other soon at another conference, which is awesome. I knew I needed to have him back on the show because it has been so long. There's been so many updates. I was highly impressed going on the Apollo website and seeing all of the studies that have been conducted since we last had him on. So I have so many questions. Dr. Raben, thank you so much for being here.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure.
So to get things started, it was so long ago. I'm just like going to go in fresh with this and pretend like listeners have not heard any of the content with you on this show before. To start things off, your personal story, could you tell listeners a little bit about why you're doing what you're doing today? Did you have an epiphany one day that led to, you know, the insight of this invention, or what led you to doing what you're doing?
Kind of a long story, so I'll give you the abridged version. But basically, I am a psychiatrist and a neuroscientist, and I've always been fascinated by dreams and consciousness and the way we think about the world. And of course, stress plays a big role in that, and how our bodies respond to stress in ways that can either make us stronger or cause illness, which we call resilience. And this has been a topic that's always really interested me. And then I found mental health, and mental health was really fascinating because I started to notice in the clinic that, especially when I was working with my veteran patients who had PTSD, substance use disorder, sometimes traumatic brain injuries and things of that nature, and folks with PTSD in general, that most of them, upwards of 70% of these folks, were not getting better with the treatments we had available. They were stuck with, 70% of them were stuck with a lifelong disorder called PTSD that they were either taking medication for life, which often had side effects, or they were symptomatic for life, or both. And this seemed like an area that was ripe for discovery and for help and improvement, because we're only nailing it on 30% of people. So there's a lot of better stuff we seemed we could do. And so I started to explore the fields of psychedelic assisted therapy and technology, and how we could understand, by understanding how the brain works, to interpret meaning from things that with psychedelic medicines and without, we can start to understand a lot more about how we heal, which is really interesting. And it hasn't really been taught very well how we heal. But one of the main ways that we heal is by increasing activity in our safety response nervous system, which is known in neuroscience as the parasympathetic nervous system, which is governed by the vagus nerve. And that by just doing things in our lives, like deep breathing, yoga, exercise, getting more hugs and soothing touch and things like of that nature, the more vagal tone parasympathetic activity we have on a regular basis, which dramatically improves our overall health, well-being, sleep, increases our ability to fight off illness and to get better faster from illness. And so as I started to see these patterns, and that psychedelic assisted therapy works in a lot of ways, especially with MDMA assisted therapy, by amplifying safety cascades in the emotional brain, all of these light bulbs started going off around safety, emotional, mental, physical safety being the most important foundation of all healing. And if you go back and look at, because it unlocks the vagus nerve recovery nervous system that heals the body by itself. And if you go back into Eastern and tribal techniques, they all talk about this too, as does Hippocrates and Maimonides, the fathers of Western medicine. So this all was kind of the light bulb moment that you were talking about. And I realized in that moment that if safety is the key, or if safety is the door we need to unlock, that the key is probably something like soothing touch. Because soothing touch, evolutionarily, for over 50 million years since the beginning of the first mammals that nursed their young after they were born, soothing touch was the fastest neural pathway to safety. And it immediately non-verbally communicates safety. So that soothing touch became a big focus for me. And then we figured out, start between 2014 and 2018, how to induce similar safety states in the brain to about you know, something kind of like 50% of an MDMA experience, which is like pretty darn powerful, just by sending a little soothing vibration to the body. And that became Apollo, which I'm so glad you're having such a great experience with, by the way. Me too.
I love it. Like I said, when I first started using it, I really would struggle to fall asleep. And I think a lot of that had to do with the anxiety about not falling asleep. And it was honestly the key to fixing that for me. And like I said, now I use it every single night and it helps me wind down. It's part of my routine. I love it. Questions for you. So this concept of using touch to activate safety, do all people respond the same way to touch? And my background for asking that question is, I know for me, I'm assuming this is the reason, this is what I've been told. When I was born, I was like put directly into a ICU box and my mom didn't hold me right away. And I don't really like people touching me. Like I don't like hugs. I'm like not about it. Does it matter if you perceive that you like touch as to the effectiveness of this device?
Yeah. So it doesn't actually matter that much with Apollo. And the reason is because the source of touch matters, because the source of touch conveys a kind of emotional meaning, right? So there are lots of people who like to get hugs from people they like. And those same people don't like to get hugs from people they don't like, but even if the hug is exactly the same. Does that make sense?
It does, yes. And I guess we should clarify for listeners. So Apollo, it's like a wrist, sort of like a wristwatch strap thing. I put it on my wrist, which you can put, I think I asked you this last time, can you put it also on like your ankle? We talked about this because we were saying that maybe it might look a little weird on your ankle. Can you put it anywhere?
Apollo works anywhere on your body, and most people wear it on their ankle for sleep.
Oh.
Yeah, sleep is ankle is the most popular Apollo location actually.
Oh. Mind blown. I did not know that. Okay.
Yeah, it feels really really good on the ankle, and it's the best for sleep because it's just kind of out of the way and it still does its thing really really nicely. So I would recommend for everybody that the ankle is the best location for sleep. I usually wear mine on my ankle or my chest. I just like clip it to my shirt with the apparel clips. You can really wear it anywhere because it works through the sense of touch. And it sends these gentle sound wave vibrations to your body that kind of feel like, I don't know that they feel like to you, but to me, they feel like a cat purring or like ocean waves gently washing over me. And that kind of like just keep my body really calm and present.
It never occurred to me to not put it on my wrist. I'm excited. This is like a whole new world I'm going to try. Some other questions about it. You were talking about what it feels like. It does feel like a cat purring. Have you adjusted the programming of the strength over the years? I don't know if it's that I just, because I've been using it so long, I don't feel like I feel it as much, like physically, or if it's actually changed.
No, I mean, I think we have made some adjustments over the years that improve, like dramatically improve battery life. So, and the ability for the device to last a long time. So we have put some updates in there. That's probably what you're noticing. But the interesting thing about Apollo is that it doesn't just help our bodies get into these states of presentness and flow. It also trains us to get there on our own more often. So by using Apollo, one of the most interesting data points that's come back from our user research is that people continue to use Apollo, like you and me, like most days, but they over the course of however long they're using for, years, but we all start to actually decrease the intensity more often. So we're using it we become more sensitive to the vibration over time, which is really interesting. And it's not the same for everybody, but that's what we see in most cases across the board. But I think it's really interesting that you brought up the point that you are someone who typically is like avoids hugs, but you like Apollo so much. So that's really interesting too.
And speaking to that about the increased effectiveness, does it matter? Okay, you've done so many studies. Have you done any studies where people use the device and are told what it's supposed to do, kind of like placebo controlled? I guess my question is, if you're told that using this will make you feel safe or help with your stress, your anxiety, or PTSD, does it make it more effective?
Yeah, so I get your question, I think. We don't do studies like that because those are non-blinded studies. So the to do it. Like that's a study of like the blinding process. What we're looking at is three different study groups. So one of which is, and each group contains a few thousand people. So the first group is real people in the real world. So these are people who are non-randomized groups that are just regular people out in the world who use our product and who use other wearable products. And then we collect information from them like in the thousands every day for years and track their data. And that is, there's a big study on sleep that we did with Oura Ring that's coming out in the next, 3 to 6 months that is all about that in a study of over 1300 people. So that's really, really exciting. And the next group of people we study is people with treatment-resistant illnesses that don't get better with anything else. So this would be like people with PTSD, stage 4 cancer, severe autoimmune disorders, long COVID, and people who have these like really, really severe issues that really they've tried everything and nothing's worked. And we explore Apollo in those populations, which are also unblinded. Like people know that they're receiving Apollo and they know what it could do. But we're not comparing it to a group of the same people because those studies are very, very expensive. And that's kind of what generally falls into our third group, which is regular people who are going through double-blind, randomized, placebo-controlled crossover settings. And so what that means, that's the most rigorous level of clinical trial. We have one of those published already in collegiate athletes. We have another showing that Apollo improves heart rate variability. It's the first technology ever to improve heart rate variability, which is the leading metric of the parasympathetic nervous system and the vagal nerve system, and predicts longevity and health span and cognitive performance and physical performance and recovery and illness resistance and all these things. Apollo is the only technology to improve it just by wearing it. So those studies are the studies that actually we did between 2017 and 2021, which were at the University of Pittsburgh and University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, that resulted in us actually making the technology because we saw that data come back in these very rigorous double-blind randomized placebo-controlled crossover studies where everybody knows that the vibrations can change their body, but no one actually knows which vibration they're receiving. The researchers didn't know which vibration the individual was receiving. And there were like 20 different vibrations we ran people through. And then they rated them. And then we measured their cognitive performance, brainwaves, heart rate variability, all of their metrics time synced with 20 different vibration patterns. And nobody had any idea what they were or what they're supposed to do. So that is the truest form of a clinical trial that you can do with technology very easily. That we was one of our first trials, and it was the results from that showing that Apollo improved cognitive performance significantly and heart rate variability in just 2 minutes that no other vibration patterns did, and no vibration controls didn't do it either. That was such an incredible discovery. And from there we said, okay, we need to turn this into a product.
Hey friends. Did you know there is an ancient botanical that modern research shows performs on a level comparable to metformin when it comes to supporting healthy blood sugar levels? And not only that, this compound also supports the gut microbiome, healthy cholesterol levels, and even stimulates the AMPK pathway in the body to support cellular cleanup and longevity. You might have heard about AMPK. We talk about it a lot in the context of fasting, which also stimulates it. I am talking about berberine. I take berberine every single day of my life, and I see massive differences on my CGM, my continuous glucose monitor, when I use it. I take it to support my fast and before meals to reduce blood sugar levels. It is a powerhouse of a compound. And like I said, people are prescribed the pharmaceutical metformin to control their blood sugar levels when they could be taking this completely natural compound that has been used for thousands of years in both ancient traditional Chinese medicine and Ayurvedic medicine. I wanted to make the best berberine on the market, so that's why I created Avalon X Berberine 500. We did so much testing to find the most potent, pure, and clean form available. There's no problematic fillers, no common allergens, just pure, vegan, lab-tested berberine extracted from traditional sources. Friends, I am not kidding the difference I see on my blood sugar levels with this berberine. We're talking no post-meal spikes when I eat all that fruit and lower fasting blood sugar levels. It also reduced my HbA1c and my cholesterol levels. You can get it at avalonx.us. And the coupon code IFPODCAST will get you 10% off. You can also get a one-time 20% off coupon code when you text AvalonX to 877-861-8318. That's AvalonX to 877-861-8318. And you can get a 15% off coupon code by signing up for email updates. For that, just go to avalonx.us/email list. Again, friends, this is one of the most powerful compounds you can add into your health and wellness routine. Healthy blood sugar control, even if you're not pre-diabetic or diabetic, is so important, and berberine helps support that. It is the ultimate compound for blood sugar control, cholesterol, your gut microbiome, and longevity. Get it at avalonx.us with the coupon code IFPODCAST.
When the participants were rating the vibrations, was there a correlation between the ones that they thought that they perceived that they liked more? Were they more effective for them?
Yes. The ones that people liked more in the, especially in the athletics trial, because the ones that people liked more were more effective, but those were also the vibration patterns that we had already shown were calming the body. So like nobody liked the super intense vibrations or the placebo vibrations. They only liked the Apollo vibrations because the other vibrations that we were using weren't soothing. So if you liked one of the other vibration patterns, it didn't necessarily mean your performance increased.
Gotcha. With the athletes, how did that compare? I know you did one in 2022 as well with athletes.
That was the one I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh, that is the one. It was published in 20. Was it? Oh, do I just have the wrong date here?
Published in 21 or 22. Yeah. Anybody who's listening can see all of this on our website, by the way. It's all in our research page. If you want to learn more about the science and how we came out of the University of Pittsburgh ecosystem, you can follow along with everything we're talking about over there.
Okay, gotcha. So it was published a little bit later, basically. And you also found in that study that it affected their blood sugar levels?
Oh, so that was a pilot study. That study was never published because it was done as a pilot. And pilot studies are not typically IRB approved studies. So you can't, in the United States, you have to have approval from an organization because of like the Tuskegee experiments. Do you remember? And some of these like famous experiments that like violated human rights in the US in the 20th century, there was a rule passed where all studies to be published in a peer-reviewed journal have to be IRB approved, which means that there's a board of people, it's like 8 or 10 people that are experts in different fields of research and medicine. And then there's always a regular person on there who's like a civilian who reads all of the study protocols and make sure that there's no human rights violations occurring in these studies. And most studies don't have human rights violations, but not all studies are IRB approved because it costs money to get approval. It's like $3,000 to $7,000 every time you approve a new protocol. So if you're just doing pilot research where you're going, like what we did in that other athletic study that you read on the website, is we went to one of the world leaders in HRV, Cal Dietz, who works with elite athletes in the military. And he's now, I think, the Olympic women's ice hockey, one of the main ice hockey trainers for women's Olympic ice hockey and for the US. And so he tests new technology that affects heart rate variability. And he ran this pilot study that was not controlled in any way. So it was like a very exploratory study with 30 to 40 athletes through different measures in his training facility. And he, you know, it's not a clinical trial, but he is, you know, very reputable. He's one of the leaders in the heart rate variability space. And he also tests new technology for the military. So having his blessing was like really important to us to make sure that the technology was doing for him what we saw it doing in the lab. And he saw and reported decreased blood sugar in folks who were given given a glucose tolerance test before and after. And he saw increased recovery times, increased heart rate variability across everybody within just a few minutes of using the product. So it was very similar to what we were seeing in the other studies, which was really great.
So when you're doing these studies, how do you decide which studies to do? Do you have an idea and then you have to go find people who would like to be engaged in it? Is it more that people come to you? How do you decide?
So the biggest challenge, oh, I should say, actually, before I answer your question, for anyone who's listening to this and has never tried Apollo, if you have an iPhone, you can go to your app store right now and get on the same vibe with us by just downloading the Apollo Neuro app from your app store and then opening it and clicking Feel Apollo, which appears in about 10 to 15 seconds after opening the app. And then just hold your phone in your hands or next to you or on the floor or next to your chest, and you'll feel your phone emanate Apollo vibes. So that is available to anyone who's listening. And so you can share in the experience. But to answer your question about clinical trials and study design, it's really about like timing. And the, you know, it depends on like what you have to do first. So we did the double blind randomized placebo controlled crossover studies, the most rigorous studies first, right after doing the exploratory stuff. So you always start with pilot stuff. You always start with stuff that's not IRB approved. That's like really small sample so that you can understand like under 30 people, under 40 people. You just want to understand really quick, is this technology doing anything in real people, right? And so before you put in any significant amount of work, like this is like a really important people to understand is, you know, you have this idea, you create this technology, you got to test it on other people and yourself and measure the outcomes in some objective way. So you don't waste a bunch of hours, like, you know, hundreds of hours or thousands of hours and money on starting research that isn't going to pan out. You can usually tell how something's going to pan out by doing the pilot studies, which cost basically nothing. So we spent a bunch of time doing pilot studies, like that athletic study we told you about. That was with prototype devices. Then we did clinical trials and with prototype and Apollo devices. And then we did, those were the double blind studies that just showed that the technology is working regardless of placebo effect, regardless of whether people know what they're getting. The technology is working. It's improving heart rate variability. It's improving cognitive performance, and they're related. So that was critical to do because we had to decide at that point in 2018, when we got those results, first results came back from those studies, we had to decide like, am I going to go work as a doctor full-time and make twice as much money as I would make running a startup? Or am I going to take the leap and go into startup life and make half as much money and work twice as hard? And, you know, the results came back positive and we said, okay, we're going to do the startup thing. Let's give this a shot so that it actually goes out to help people. And then from there, we expanded that into much larger clinical trials with thousands of people between real world and the clinic. And you'll start to see, we should have about 6 publications coming out in the next 6 to 12 months. So you'll start to see all of those coming out on our website.
Are you enjoying startup life?
Yeah, I love it. I mean, it's thrilling to be on literally the cutting edge of technology and, you know, creating products that are actually life-changing for people. Like, I think as a psychiatrist, you know, when I think about, like, if I worked as a private psychiatrist, seeing like 9 or 12 patients a day or something like that, at most, I would help, like, I don't know, 1,000 people or several thousand people every like 10 years, I would help that many people get to a point of like actually making real change in their lives. And we release Apollo to hundreds of thousands of people. And now, the technology we created is like disseminating the healing that we teach in therapy to people without me having to be there for everyone, because I just can't be. Right. And this does it so much faster, so much better now through your iPhone, right? People can get access to this. So there's all these opportunities now to disseminate healing literally through our technologies that we have access right in front of us. And nothing could be more rewarding and exciting to me than that, even if it's super hard work.
I'm excited to see it get more and more out there. I'm just thinking about how I just did a whole episode on childhood trauma with a researcher and author and everything. And at the end, he had a chapter about the future of addressing childhood trauma. And he talked a little bit about, he did not talk about Apollo Neuro, but he did talk a little bit about some of the stuff in the quote biohacking world. But I'm basically really excited. I'm excited for this to become more and more mainstream, hopefully. Question about the studies too. What did you find in the study on meditation and meditators?
Well, so the meditation study was an interesting study. This study is also in line for publication, but basically we wanted to see what we saw in the first trial with Apollo when we gave it to people in the cognitive performance HRV brainwave study. We saw that people had improvements in their body's biometrics, like their heart rate, respiratory rate, brainwave patterns, that's an HRV that started to resemble what it looks like when you enter a meditative state. And that was within as little as 3 minutes. We started to see the trend towards like people's bodies looking like they're entering a meditative state. So we started a study where we compared 25 people who have never, ever accessed a meditative state or used psychedelics by their own knowledge, they have never accessed a meditative state willingly. And then 20 to 25 expert meditators who have been practicing accessing meditative states for at least 10 years. And we measured their brainwaves with and without Apollo with a guided meditation track. And what was really fascinating that we found about that study, you can also see a preview of this on our website, is that for people who, unsurprisingly, people who have no meditation experience could never reach the EEG signature of meditation, which trends towards what's called gamma coherence in EEG. And alpha is a part of that at first, of course, and relaxing the body, and then gamma coherence is where people ultimately get to, and where we see a lot of people who are the expert meditators, they all get to gamma coherence roughly in about 12 minutes, or at least mostly there. And then the people who are naive to meditation, they don't get anywhere close. They are just kind of stuck in their heads. They're not entering any different state, no state change detected. All of a sudden you administer Apollo vibes to them. And not only do all of the naive meditators start to embody and demonstrate gamma coherence via EEG within 12 minutes, but they say they start to notice a state change subjectively. They report, I noticed that I felt different in that 12-minute period than I did in the last one. And so that was really interesting. But on top of that, and that confirmed what we saw in the previous study, but on top of that, we saw the added bonus that if you're already an expert meditator, that they got to gamma coherence faster with Apollo. So even if you're an expert meditator and you're good at getting into these states quickly, if you have something that assists you to calming the body in advance of getting into that state, you will still be training yourself to get there faster. So that was a nice added finding that we found, that we discovered in that study.
That's so incredible. So,
hey friends, I'm about to tell you how to get 10% off the ideal coffee when it comes to supporting your health. So if you guys know me, you know I am obsessed with optimizing basically everything I consume, and that especially relates to coffee. Did you know that coffee is one of the most powerful sources of antioxidants in the modern diet? And yet, not all coffee is created equal. Between sourcing, farming practices, roasting, and contaminants, there can be a huge difference in the health impact of the coffee that you drink. That is exactly why I created Glow Coffee. Glow Coffee is a premium, specialty-grade Arabica coffee sourced from sustainable women-led farms in Colombia. It's organically grown, and we third-party test it meticulously, like every single lot, for purity. And what makes Glow especially exciting from a biohacking perspective is that we specifically made it to be rich in chlorogenic acid, or CGA. That's one of coffee's primary, most potent antioxidant compounds that has been studied for its role in metabolic health, inflammation, oxidative stress, and so much more. The elevation levels of the beans, how they're grown, and how they're roasted all affect CGA levels. So we searched high and low to find the perfect beans naturally high in CGA and tested them to confirm that, and then we roast those beans to preserve the CGA content. And then test after that as well. Coffee is already one of the potentially biggest contributors of antioxidants in the human diet, so I designed Glow Coffee to maximize those benefits while keeping it incredibly clean and high quality. And this coffee is so clean. It's grown organically, of course, but then we go even farther than that. We third-party test the beans for almost 100 toxic compounds, including pesticides, heavy metals, and mold. Oh, and perhaps the best part is it is absolutely delicious. We're talking smooth, low bitterness. It's honestly the exact coffee I personally want to drink every single day of my life. It's so bright, smooth, and delicious that it's also perfect black for fasting. No added sweeteners or cream needed. You can also splash it on your face for an antioxidant-rich toner. I do that every single day. After the sauna, after the shower, all the things. I created Glow Coffee because it's really about upgrading one of our most common daily habits into something that truly supports your health and performance. You can get 10% off with the coupon code MelanieAvalon at glowcoffeeco.com. That's 10% off Glow Coffee with the coupon code MelanieAvalon at glowcoffeeco.com. Are you ready to glow inside and out? Fuel your day, illuminate your way. That's glowcoffeeco.com.
It can enhance meditation regardless of whether or not you're already a meditator and help you get there faster.
Before we change topics, if we are going to do that, I just wanted to add that the meditation study is particularly interesting because it helps us understand how Apollo works with all of the other things it does in your day-to-day life. The practice of meditation, according to Eastern traditions, is really a lifelong, every moment of everyday practice. It's about noticing when your attention deviates from what you were intending to focus on in this moment to something else, and then noticing that and bringing it back without judging yourself. And the quicker that you bring back your attention, which I would call the return, the quicker your return to your point of focus in anything you're doing, not just sitting cross-legged, but in anything you're doing, the quicker you return, the better you are at meditating. And so the way Apollo works is that it increases what we call somatic awareness. So it's the awareness of the body in your mind. And our bodies are always present in the moment, always listening, always taking in information. They don't go anywhere. Our minds can be in the past, which they are a lot of the time, or the future, but they're not often in the here and now. And so by doing somatic, what we call body-focused practices, of which Apollo is one of them, with technology, we can restore your power of your mind back into the present. Because 50% of it might be in the past and 30% might be in the future, that only leaves 20% of your brain power left for the present. So if we're fully present, we actually amplify the amount of brain resources and body resources we have available to accomplish the task at hand that we're trying to accomplish in this moment without messing it up. And so Apollo trains us to do that by helping us enter this mindful meditative state in whatever we're doing, because our bodies are always present in the moment. By doing activities like breathing or soothing touch from Apollo or from a loved one, we're automatically reminding our minds to recenter into our bodies and be more present. And so it is the access to meditative states more of the time, not just at night, not just when we're sitting cross-legged, but throughout and practicing meditation, which is still important, but throughout our day. It's reminding us to be present and be in a meditative, mindful state. And in doing so, by calming the body, we are able to sleep better and focus better and socialize better and just be more of our full selves in whatever it is we're doing. Does that make sense?
I'm so happy you said that. That was literally going to be my question, because I was going to ask, what part of meditation was it affecting? Because when I think of meditation, I think of this practice like you just talked about, where we're noticing our thoughts and being able to realize that they are not us and we're disconnected from them, or observing them, coming back to the present moment. So my question was going to be, is it affecting that process in the brain, like the actual viewing of thoughts and coming back to the present moment, or is it just changing the brain waves on a physiological level? So it sounds like it's kind of affecting both.
Yeah. I mean, it's doing more of the latter before the former, right? Like if you were to start doing a 5 to 7 minute breathing exercise or get a hug, your body would start to enter the same state that Apollo takes you into. And in that state, it's easier to access meditative and mindful, which I would refer to like, in neuroscience or psychology, it's kind of like deeply internally self-reflective experiences, if that makes sense,
mm-hmm.
Right? So it's like non-judgmental self-reflection is what we're talking about when we say, for most people, the practice of meditation and mindfulness. And so it makes it easier to access that state. And then when you start to access that state, because that's what you're intending to do, all of a sudden your brainwaves start to shift to reflect that you're state changing. Does that make sense?
Yes. I've heard with breathing, I've heard it described casually that the way it works is because evolutionarily, if we were able to sit there and breathe calmly, it meant we weren't in a threat state. Is it similar to that?
Yeah, it's very similar to that, right? So that's where the safety comes in, is that part of what makes meditation hard and states of non-judgmental internal self-reflection hard that we don't talk about enough, is that almost every single human being on the face of the earth who's alive today has been taught to fear the unknown, even the unknown about ourselves, right? And the unknown, that's not everyone, but for the gross majority of us, I would put myself in this category of somebody who was originally taught in large part in life, to fear the unknown and to fear uncertainty. Uncertainty also happens to be an evolutionary trigger, you know, in the jungle millions of years ago, that something could harm us in the environment, right? And we need to get our protective senses up. And so what happens is, if we are taught to fear the unknown and uncertainty rather than embracing it and rolling with it, and then we accidentally make the application of that fear towards ourselves, then we start to internally generate a sense of fear and uncertainty. And that triggers the sympathetic fight or flight nervous system, which is the system we don't want to be triggered most of the time or active and getting resources. We want the recovery parasympathetic rest and digest system to be active most of the time, getting resources, because that nervous system, the vagal nerve system, governs reproduction, digestion of your food, immunity, metabolism, your sleep, rest and recovery. All of those things are vagal parasympathetic, and they're all activated by safety. So if there's an internally generated sense of fear of the unknown, which again, I would assume is something that you probably have been taught or have experienced, then if you're listening to this, because it's like probably 95% of people, there is a fear of what might come up in your meditative state, right? What might come up when you start to look underneath the hood of your typical conscious awareness of what you know yourself to be. Maybe you'll find more in there that is painful or shameful or stuff you feel guilty about or regrets or all the things that humans have, right? But the point is that when you feel safe enough to go down there and to lift open the hood, like pop open the hood of your consciousness, human consciousness vehicle, and look underneath, you can start to actually fix stuff. That's where all the good stuff is in the subconscious and unconscious. So meditation is the natural way by which we're able to train ourselves to access all that subconscious and unconscious information that is critically important for how we act in the world and how we respond to stress and all these things. But it's oftentimes buried deep down because it's not fun necessarily to talk about or to feel or to process. So that's what safety comes in as, the opportunity to say, oh, you're safe enough to address this. You're safe enough to feel what might be unknown or might be hard or might be stressful. You're safe enough to feel it. And if you know you're safe when you feel it, then you don't resist it. You just kind of feel it and you process it and you let it go. But you have to feel safe. So safety is where Apollo comes in. And that's where how psychedelic medicines like MDMA work. And that's really how all psychotherapy works, which is rooted in this concept of making sure people feel safe enough to heal. That's it.
Does that also apply on the seeming flip side of anxiety with something like depression, looking back at the past rather anticipation about the future?
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. And what about, we keep using words like the calming state, the parasympathetic state. There's also tracks in the app for listeners. In the app, you can choose different modes that you can put it into for your specific goals. So what is something like the energy mode?
So that's a great question. So there's seven vibes in the basic version that go from energy to sleep and everything in between to get you through pretty much anything that you would have to face during the day. And then we have smart vibes, the upgrade, which detects and prevents unwanted wake-ups at night using AI and turns on automatically, which is my favorite feature. And that also unlocks a whole bunch of other vibe patterns like good morning and good night and good evening and things for different times of day, love, joy, and more stuff that we continue to release. But basically, the Apollo vibration patterns are all different vibrations that we discovered originally at the University of Pittsburgh research that we then patented into ways to feel, to get into different states. So we've been talking about calming and sleep and recovery and that kind of thing, but Apollo can also give you focus, improved ability to public speak and socialize with less anxiety, and energy. Energy vibe is really interesting because it is the one vibe that is not meant to calm you down. It's meant to actually stimulate your body and give you energy, kind of like an espresso shot, not like a espresso shot and a hug. Whereas when you think about the social vibe and the focus vibe is like half an espresso and a big long hug. So you still feel awake, but you're calm, clear, and present and zoned in on whatever you're doing at the same time.
My favorite one is the unwind one. That's the one I use every single night.
Okay, that's a great one before bed.
For years and years. So speaking of this idea of getting there, like into the meditative states, into all of these states, how fast does it work when somebody turns it on?
Well, so I mean, how fast did it work for you?
That's a really good question because it's been so long.
I think everybody is slightly different. When we were together at Upgrade Labs with Carissa, she admitted to having a tiny bit of social anxiety with being around a lot of people she didn't know. And she said it worked immediately for her. I notice it works pretty quickly for me now as I use it regularly. I'm much more sensitive to it. So as soon as it turns on, I'm like it works basically instantly. But I think for the average person who's trying it out, I would say about 50% of people notice feeling different right away, just like a little calmer, a little more relaxed, a little more in the moment, maybe a little more uplifted. And then the other 50%, I would say most of them start to notice pretty significant improvements over the first 3 weeks of use. But if people use it as recommended, we have like 95% of people see a statistically significant improvement to their sleep within just 3 weeks. And 3 weeks makes sense because it's how long it takes to reset a new circadian cycle. So Apollo just like turns on to put you to bed, turns on to wake you and keep you asleep, and then turns on to wake you up and keep you awake during the day. And it's like structuring your entire circadian rhythm. And people are getting, you know, 30 more minutes of sleep a night or more. And, you know, it just takes 21 days of regular use. So it's, you know, it's pretty incredible how well it works. I think I got 46 minutes of sleep back last night.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I do. I notice now when I use it that it's pretty instant. For me, the feeling of it now is like when you like take a sigh that you didn't realize you needed to take, like you didn't realize you had all this tension. And then it's like, you take a sigh and you're like, oh wow. Like I just let out a lot of tension. That's like when I turn it on, what I feel like.
Same.
And going back to when I first started using it, it definitely was working for me in days. I don't remember the first time I put it on, which is sad, but okay. That's amazing. And I've not heard that before. The 3 weeks for the circadian rhythm. That's a thing? Like 3 weeks?
Yeah. Like, so if you change from working days to working nights, for instance, or you go to live in a new time zone, it takes you 3 weeks to fully restructure your circadian rhythm. So that's so that you're not like losing deep and REM sleep and you're sleeping through the night, not waking up in the middle of the night, not feeling like you're slacking during the day, right? Like you're fully back to your normal. It takes about 3 weeks.
Okay. Maybe that's why I've never been able to change my horrible circadian rhythm. Hi, friends. I have very exciting news. So I know you guys already know and love Element and understand the importance of electrolytes for hydration, energy, focus, supporting your fasting, your workouts, all the things. Guess what? Element has a product that goes beyond electrolytes. What is it? Well, so I am very pro the benefits of caffeine. I love the cognitive benefits, the longevity benefits, and that said, I am a slow caffeine metabolizer, so I don't actually take in lots of caffeine. I've also learned that the form, dose, and balance of caffeine makes a huge difference in how you actually feel. That's why I am so excited that Element has launched a brand new lemonade iced tea. It's refreshing, delicious, lightly caffeinated, perfect for summer, and what I really love is the science behind it. So instead of relying on massive amounts of isolated synthetic caffeine like so many energy drinks out there do, Element Lemonade Iced Tea uses a full black tea extract, so alongside the caffeine, you naturally get compounds like L-theanine and polyphenols. The L-theanine actually helps smooth out the stimulant effect for a calmer, steadier energy experience with less spikes and crashes, while the polyphenols provide antioxidant support as well. And you guys know I am all about the antioxidants. And the incredible team at Element, including my personal hero, Rob Wolf, conducted a meticulous amount of research to find the perfect amount of caffeine, which is the sweet spot for sustained focus and energy without feeling overstimulated or wrecking your sleep later. That is exactly 50 milligrams of caffeine. On top of that,
They knew that caffeine can increase your need for critical minerals like sodium, potassium, and magnesium. So that's why Element Lemonade Iced Tea pairs the perfect amount of caffeine with a meaningful dose of electrolytes to support optimal hydration and performance. And of course, Element Lemonade Iced Tea is completely free of sugar, artificial colors, and all the other stuff that you do not want that are so commonly found in caffeinated drinks today. It's built on the same science-backed electrolyte formula that Element is known for, with sodium, potassium, and magnesium in ratios designed to support hydration and energy production. The result? You get your perfect pack of portable, easy-to-make lemonade iced tea that provides steady, clean energy that tastes delicious and actually feels good. As you guys know, Element is trusted by neuroscientists, functional medicine practitioners, professional athletes, including the NFL, the NBA, the NHL, and they're even used by Navy SEALs and the Marines. So are you ready to up your drink level with the ultimate lemonade iced tea? You can get it. And when you get it, get a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/Melanie Avalon. That's right, a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase at drinklmnt.com/Melanie Avalon. Find your favorite flavor or share it with a friend. And by the way, Element has an amazing no questions asked refund policy, so you can try it completely risk-free. If for any reason you're not satisfied, they will give you your money back. Again, go to drinklmnt.com/Melanie Avalon for a free 8-count sample pack of Element's most popular drink mix flavors with any purchase, including their new lemonade iced tea.
Well, the other part about it that's hard for people, I would say the most difficult part is that in order to restructure your circadian rhythm, you basically have to go to bed around the same time every night and wake up around the same time every morning within about 30, give or take 30 minutes, right? So you have to be like pretty strict about it. And if your energy is not aligned, like say you had to work late and you're still like amped up at your normal bedtime, for most of us, we would just stay up for longer until we start to wind down, right? But that's really not good for our circadian cycle, and it decreases the amount of recovery sleep we get, the deep and the REM, which is our most important sleep. So that's one of the major benefits of Apollo, is that it regulates that entire circadian cycle for you. You can literally outsource it to Apollo. And Apollo will, you just set your bedtime and you set your wake up time. And then Apollo turns on automatically day and night to make sure that you have the energy you need when you need it, and that you have the calm you need when you need that to wind down. So it helps to basically regulate your energy throughout the day, which then has these dramatic improvements for sleep in that three week time period.
That is so cool. I'm so excited right now because I didn't realize, I'm such a creature of habit. I've just been doing my unwind thing. I didn't realize there were all these really amazing features. That's awesome that you're continually evolving and developing it. How about for kids? I know like Carissa actually was saying how she thought it'd be helpful for her son. And like I said in the beginning, I've heard so many listeners say that it helps their kids. So what have you found with kids using Apollo?
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, we've had a lot of kids using Apollo over the years. I'd say the numbers now are probably in like the thousands of kids using it. And we've seen great results in clinics, especially. We have a lot of pediatric clinics that use Apollo and recommend it to their patients, but we have partnerships with a few of those clinics where we've done pilots and shown that kids who receive Apollo, especially when they fall into that treatment resistant category of either anxiety, ADHD, or autism, that kids who use Apollo with their regular treatment are starting to do a lot better, which is really great because a lot of those kids have exhausted all treatment available. Like there's nothing left for us to do for them except sedate them, which includes prescribing them like very like addictive and kind of harmful medications like benzodiazepines as a last resort. And so if we can avoid doing that as doctors, many people don't realize that we don't want to do it, but if we can avoid doing it, we always try. And so Apollo has been really helpful in that regard by, you know, in these kids who are really struggling with, actually throw PTSD in there too, right? It's PTSD, anxiety, ADHD, and autism. When those kids have really struggled with regulating their own emotions, Apollo has been dramatically helpful, and it's helped kids like not escalate their medication programs, which is really great. So it's not a replacement for medication, but it is something that is safe for kids. And anybody who has a kid who, has a child who is struggling with sleep or focus during the day, you can try this and just give it to them. And they don't even need a phone to use it. You can install it on your phone and they can control it with the buttons. It works without a phone around. You can set school programs. We have a lot of parents who will give their Apollo to their kids and then set a program where it turns on automatically to keep them focused in class and then focus through their homework time and then wound down after. So it's really helpful. And I think a lot of parents, like Carissa as one example, it's like changed their lives, which is really wonderful to hear.
Yeah, I remember like right after we met and then when she got one for her son and was, talking about how incredible it was. That is amazing. So speaking of, it's not medication, but speaking of things like that as well, it's not the same thing at all, but what study are you doing with Apollo and ketamine?
Apollo is interesting because it's the very first technology that has been shown to improve the quality of psychedelic experiences. And we've seen that in our survey studies, and which will be published on the website soon. And then we've also seen that in our clinics that are ketamine clinics using Apollo. And one thing that's really interesting about how ketamine works, which most people don't realize, is that the experience, and I'm a trained ketamine assisted therapy provider, and I train others to do this work. So that's where this is coming from. And you remember that conversation we were having just a few moments ago about how entering like the unknown of your subconscious with meditation can be scary for people, right? And they hold back and then they don't actually go there. They don't get the information that they could be getting. So ketamine, the state that ketamine induces, is like a deep meditation state or a dream, but you're awake. And so it allows you to kind of, for that hour that you're under the influence of the medicine, it allows you to basically like watch yourself and see all the good, all the good stuff, the stuff you're not so happy with, the stuff you could do better. It allows you to kind of see all of it without judging yourself and without the pain of self-judgment, which is really kind of it's just a phenomenally interesting medicine for depression. And, when you go into that experience with ketamine, for people who are new, it can be quite jarring and they can resist it because it's new and new is unknown, and unknown means uncertainty and uncertainty means fear, right? So if you think about that, the same problem we have with people trying to get into deeper meditative states is the problem we have with ketamine patients getting ketamine for the first time. And so they have to increase the dose of the ketamine. People have less good experiences because they're not prepared adequately. And then they don't remember as much of the experience because their dose of ketamine is higher to get them into the state because they're resisting the medicine. So ketamine clinics, we have probably thousands of patients over the last few years who have been treated with Apollo plus ketamine. The ketamine clinics that use our product will just hand Apollos to their patients when they come into the waiting room. They'll use it for 5 to 15 minutes before they go into the experience, and they'll be that much calmer before they get into the experience. So that when they get the medicine, they're not resisting it. They're not trying to control the experience. They're just kind of like ready for whatever the medicine has to show them and experience it. And that's where people get the most healing. And so, and it's under their control, so they don't have to worry about it. The Apollo, they can change with the buttons anytime without opening a phone. So it is kind of like a safety tool for people that helps them get more out of their psychedelic experiences. And it helps with integration afterwards, which we're also the only technology product to collaborate with MAPS Lykos for seeing if Apollo can extend the benefits of MDMA assisted therapy for PTSD.
This is so cool. I feel like psychedelics comes up on just so many interviews and episodes that I do right now. I actually have never done any sort of psychedelics. So it is on my to-do list for sure. And I just think there's so much potential there. What are you most excited about with the future of all of this? I'm just so impressed with how, all these studies that you're doing all the time and how it's constantly evolving. I mean, it's like overwhelming. So what are you most excited about?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing I'm most excited about is, generally the future of psychiatry and mental health. I mean, everybody should know and be excited that this is the most exciting time for new developments and new treatments for mental health ever. There's never been a more exciting time for psychiatry. And, you know, I can see that between what we can do with technology, like Apollo and other things, and what we can do with psychedelic medicine, that within the next 5 to 10 years, we're going to start to enter a phase of psychiatry and mental health where we're actually treating the root cause of people's suffering, not just the symptoms of people's suffering. And at that point in the next 5 to 10 years, we will start to see the rates of mental illness decline dramatically. Like, I would say in 10 years, if we set it as a goal that we could cut the rates of mental illness by 50%, I think that's achievable if we all run in the same direction towards these new treatments that are technology-based and psychedelic-assisted therapy-based. I think those are the most exciting treatments on the forefront of psychiatry. And if we all can just focus on getting those things over the line and accessible to patients and making them legal to do research on, especially in the psychedelic world, we're going to start really making a dent in mental illness rates. And potentially, we might even figure out cures for mental illness. And wouldn't that be great?
That's amazing. Yeah, the whole field is so interesting just in how it existed for so long and just a completely different paradigm where it's just interesting how I feel like the whole field has had to be uprooted a little bit with this new perspective of using therapies like Apollo and psychedelics and things like that. And not just, you know, not to say that talk therapy doesn't work, but you know, you're not just doing talk therapy or taking all these medications.
Right. I mean, I think that up until this point, the only solutions for mental health problems have been talk therapy that you do with a clinician and then medications that you take at home. And I think our biggest weakness has been giving people other things to do at home that complement what we're teaching them in psychotherapy, talk therapy, that improve the results that aren't medicine, right? Because medicine often has side effects, even side effects that we don't predict, like numbing you to your emotions. Numbing you to your emotions is not helpful in psychotherapy. In psychotherapy, which is actually getting to the root cause of what's making you feel unsafe and what happened to you and how to process past trauma and all of these things and change your behavior, change your old habits. That's what psychotherapy is about. But you have to be connected to your emotions, not numb to them to be able to participate in it effectively. Right. So they think like we need more tools that we can send home with people out of the office, which was actually part of the original way we discovered Apollo working with veterans with PTSD. I think I mentioned earlier that we needed to give something that was not medication to these people to take out of the office to continue the therapy work at home on their own because the medications just weren't working. And medications are great for certain people, but they don't work for a lot of people or they have side effects. So how do we move the field in a direction where if you're taking medication like psychedelic medicine, it's not every day. It's like 3 times a year or 12 times a year or something like that, right? It's not every day. It's punctuated experiences that are very intentional. And then if you're using technology you can use every day if it's the right kind of safe technology. And so Apollo is the first true demonstration of that.
Yeah, exactly. Like to that point, I feel like we know of modalities that do help, like exercise or meditation or breath work, but prescribing that to a patient to do at home is a lot more difficult to, you know, get people to follow through on, where this is, it's like a touch of a button. Like you just put it on. It almost feels lazy. Like it almost feels too easy in a way.
Well, I think the idea is it's supposed to be easy to feel good, right? Like it's supposed to be easy to feel good. We just accidentally surrounded ourselves by all this stuff that makes us not feel good, like smartphones and the news, right? So if you think about like what our natural state as humans is, it's peacefulness, it's calm, it's recovery, it's feeling good. And so the challenge is, again, we're surrounded by so much that makes us not feel good that we have to teach ourselves new techniques to feel good again, which is hard when we're already not feeling good. So Apollo just takes the edge off so that you can feel good enough to change your behavior and you can feel good enough to be able to make different, you know, positive changes in your life, even if it's just a different way of thinking about yourself or a different way of thinking about how you sleep or whatever it is, right? It's those little changes that we try to teach in psychotherapy that people could take years in psychotherapy to learn that people can actually figure out on their own once they start feeling good again. And that was kind of the promise of medication, was that if you can give somebody a medicine and it makes them feel good, then maybe they'll feel good enough to start the therapy process. But a lot of the mental health medications are so sedating or emotionally numbing that they don't actually work in that way. And that's part of why we see so many people not doing well with them or after them. Technology can do, it can make you feel safe and help you process your emotions at the same time, right? So that's like the era we're moving into.
It's so incredible. Well, I know listeners now are likely very eager to get an Apollo. Again, like everything we've said on this show is exactly how I feel and has been my experience with this device. And I'm just so grateful for it literally every night when I use it. So listeners can go to apolloneuro.com. That's APOLLONEURO.com/Melanie Avalon. And that will get you 15% off. So thank you so much, Dave, for that. I appreciate it so much. Thank you. Like, seriously, thank you for what you're doing. It is changing so many lives. Like you said, you know, you can do a lot of work with one-on-ones, and what you're doing with Apollo reaches so many people beyond that. The last question that I ask every single guest on this show, and it's just because I realize more and more each day how important mindset is. So what is something that you're grateful for?
I would say the thing that I always try to be grateful for first that I think does not receive enough gratitude is myself, just for getting here today and showing up and doing what I know how to do and giving me the energy I need to do it, because life is hard a lot of the time, you know, and particularly I'm very aware as a psychiatrist, and because I still see patients, that life is actually harder now for a lot of people than it has been for a long time. I am certainly not spared of life's challenges. So, you know, I think one of the things that is, I actually learned this from Shipibo tribal medicine practices, which is at the core of healing and helping us to feel safe in our own skin, is just spending a little more time thinking about things about ourselves that we can be grateful for, even small things. And if we do that, we naturally just help to restore a sense of safety in our own bodies on the go.
I love that. I love that so much. Well, thank you so much. I really cannot express my gratitude. Like it affects me personally so much, and I see it in so many people. Yeah. Any other links you want to put out there for how people can best follow your work and all the things?
Well, first off, thank you so much for having me. It's always a pleasure. This was really fun. And you're a great interviewer as always. And anybody can find me at my clinic website, apollo.clinic. And you can also find me on Spotify and iTunes and at my shows on psychedelics and consciousness called The Psychedelic Report and Your Brain Explained. And you can always reach out to me on socials at Dr. David Rabin on Twitter and Instagram. I always like to hear from you.
Awesome. Are you seeing new patients?
Yeah. Yeah. I run a training clinic. So we're seeing new patients quite often. So if anybody is looking for care, we are able to provide in the mental health space.
Awesome. Well, I will put links to all of that in the show notes. Thank you so much for your time and everything. And I can't wait to see you in a couple of weeks now. Super excited.
Oh yeah, it's our pleasure.
Yep. Talk to you next time.
Thanks, Melanie.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Melanie Avalon Biohacking Podcast. For more information, you can check out my book, What When Wine, Lose Weight and Feel Great with Paleo Style Meals, Intermittent Fasting, and Wine, as well as my blog, MelanieAvalon.com. Feel free to contact me at podcast@MelanieAvalon.com. And always remember, you got this.